episode 98.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk about the late night niche site. We're getting that cranked up. Our goal this year is to build a niche site right here on the podcast. We're going to start picking that niche today. Also, we have a very special appearance of my son, Zachary, doing the late night internet marketing fortune cookie. You're going to want to stick around for that. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burn inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, 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 how's everybody been doing? I want to apologize for those of you that have had trouble getting this episode into your feed. I was a little late recording it, but in addition to that, I had some feed problems. I'm in the process of doing a redesign of latenightinternetmarketing.com. And as part of that redesign, I've been working with plugins on the website, trying to get a bunch of legacy stuff cleaned up. You know, I've had that website in various states of disrepair since 2007, and I'm really trying to update it, clean up some old plugins, get rid of some legacy stuff. And one of the plugins that I used to build the podcast enclosure, the code that tells your podcast player on your iPhone or your Android phone that there's actually something in the feed to play, it got crossways with one of the other plugins, and there was some confusion with FeedBurner, which I've been using since 2007. So I redid everything, blew everything up, and got it all working again. So the net is, if this episode was late getting to you, I apologize for that. I think for now, everything is going to be okay for a while, and I hope it's okay for you. So apologies for that. On this episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we're going to be talking about this project that we decided to kick off at the beginning of the year, which is we're calling the Late Night Niche Site. And basically, what the idea is that we're going to kind of out in the open, build a niche site, just as if we were a first-time niche site builder. And we can kind of, as we go along, talk about all of the different things that are important to think about when you're doing this for the first time, or maybe when you're doing it, at least from my point of view, correctly for the first time. Maybe you've always wanted to build a site and you've never really pulled the trigger, or maybe you built one, but maybe you didn't do it quite right the first time. So we're going to try and do this. And, you know, a couple of things that I'll tell you right off the bat by way of mindset. My honest experience has been I built a bunch of niche sites, and I've built niche sites on everything from baseball bats to hair loss shampoo to goofy diet pills, to the corn sheller, which you guys are familiar with. That's a thing we're going to talk about next week, what's going on with the corn sheller site, and everything in between that you can possibly imagine, lawnmowers and barbecue grills and electronics and, gosh, probably a bunch of stuff that I've already even forgotten about. I've built all those sites. And so, you know, one of the things that I think is very important to realize, and anyone who's built a lot of niche sites will tell you, they'll be very honest with you, when you're building a niche site for organic traffic, the hit rate is not 100%. Anyone who tells you that they're going to give you 100% success rate on some niche site building formula, boy, they're telling you something that I've never seen before in nature. It just doesn't happen. And there's lots of reasons, and I don't think we even know all of them, but you should not expect that you will always be successful with everything that you do with this kind of niche site type thing. And another thing is your level of success, whatever that means, may vary. And you may have a $20 a month site, a $200 a month site, or a $2,000 a month site. And you can kind of estimate what that might be at the beginning, but it's really hard to tell exactly what's going to happen. Like a lot of things in life, when you don't know exactly what's going to happen because there are a lot of things that are outside of your control, what you want to do is put yourself in the best possible position to win. How can we build a niche site that is most likely to be successful? And so usually the first thing we need to do is figure out what we're going to build this niche site about. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is sort of my thought process on identifying the niche for the late night niche site.
Whether you say niche or niche, it's time for an update on the late night niche site.
Okay, now when you go to identify a niche for a new site, there's lots of things to consider. The first thing, a very simple thing, is actually to have the idea in the first place. Now, one thing that people will tell you a lot of times is that you want to pick something that you actually care about. And then there's another school of thought that says, no, you shouldn't worry about that because that's going to lead you to choose things that aren't quite as profitable. You should pick something that, just based on the merits of it financially, you should pick something whether you care about it or not that you think is going to have the best chance of making you money. For my money and from my experience, especially if this is your very first website, you absolutely need to pick something that you know about or care about or want to learn more about, because building quality niche sites is not that easy. It's not something that you're going to do in an afternoon and then be done with it. It's something that is going to take a little bit of stick-to-itiveness. You're going to have to spend time and energy and effort. And even if you're going to outsource a lot of it, which is something we're going to talk about as we go through the late night niche site, how to outsource things like content and maybe some of the SEO tactics that we'll use and stuff like that. If you don't care about it, you're going to lose interest. I promise you, I have been there. So unless you're a trained professional at this sort of thing, I recommend that you definitely weigh that in as you pick your niche. Now, we've talked in several episodes in the past, and I'll put some pointers to these in the show notes, about the kind of things that you can consider when you're picking a niche. And, you know, these are things like you want to find points of pain for people, or points of things that people are passionate about, points of passion, things where people are willing to spend money, or places where people feel like they're going to get a return from their investment, whatever that investment is. So examples of pain points would be things like weight loss or relationships or recipes for healing for certain problems that people have. Things that people are passionate about, examples would be golf or mountain biking or, you know, something that they really care about, like origami or I don't know, whatever it is that they really care about, or improvement things, especially ones that return an investment, like, you know, making money online. That's got to be the most popular niche. And in fact, look, it's the niche that late night internet marketing falls into, right? And you're listening to me now. So you can certainly relate to that one in the sense that you're willing to spend time even just listening to this podcast, which represents an investment. Your time is really valuable, and I recognize that, so thank you. And you're willing to invest that time because you feel like by listening to this podcast, you might get something out of it, or I hope you're pretty sure that you'll get something out of it at this point. So those are the kinds of things that you think about. And overlaid on top of that, I've suggested, you know, you want to start with some things that you are interested in. And so I think step one, and the step that we'll try to go through today, is that you're going to want to make a list of all these things, all the things that occur to you. And when I'm doing this, I usually try to get a list of 20 or 30 things, because what we're going to do is, once we get this brainstorming list of possible new niches together, we are going to actually do some simple testing, some very, very simple testing to check some criteria about whether or not those niches are winnable, whether or not people are there, whether or not there are customers there, and whether or not those customers there have commercial intent. And we're going to ask other questions too, like whether or not there's something there to sell, whether or not there's something there to say. And so we're going to kind of go through all of those kind of things, but not yet. First, we need a list of things that we might be interested in. So I usually, when I'm doing this for myself or I'm coaching people to do this, I'll ask myself a series of pretty simple, straightforward questions. Again, this is for the case when I feel like I'm in the mood to do something that I actually care about. And I'll tell you something else too about these niche sites. One of the things that I always have in the back of my mind is, what if I really get excited about this and decide that I want to make this the authoritative 1,000 page site on the internet about this topic? Can I see that as a possibility? Now, I don't dismiss things when I can't. I don't automatically exclude things that won't fit that criteria, but I definitely consider that about whether or not the thing that I'm considering has legs if I decide to turn it into an authority site. And we'll talk about all of that later, but right now we want a list. So what I thought I'd do, and I thought might be helpful to you, is let's go through my list just off the top of my head here and kind of try and understand the kind of things that I think about. And I think you'll be able to see, oh, wow, if Mark is listing those kind of things, boy, there is a lot of things that I could think about. So let's talk about it. Here's some obvious things. And the first things that I always start with, because they're the most fun, are things that I'm interested in. So my list of things that I'm interested in is actually quite broad. I play guitar, or at least I try to play guitar. I'm actually not a very good guitar player, but I wish to play guitar. And I sing. I'm a little bit better singer than guitar player, but I really like both of those things. And there's lots of interesting stuff going on in the online guitar niche right now. There's lots of very lucrative guitar programs and so forth that you can have people sign up for. And I could imagine building a fantastic website that commented on and reviewed all of these guitar programs and got affiliate commissions based on those reviews and ranked for all kinds of learn how to play guitar or even possibly learn how to sing keywords. Those are two things that I'm personally interested in. I've been in choirs all my life and I love music. And so those are the kinds of things that I'm interested in. So that's one example. I have played darts for a long time and I happen to know that there are a lot of really high end things in the pub dart sort of industry, from really expensive horsehair dart boards to titanium shafted darts that are just absolutely fantastic. Custom flights, you know, the little wings that you put on the back of the dart. I love to play darts. That's a fun thing that I like to do. Obviously, I love to podcast, and I should probably write a post that talks about all the podcasting equipment that I have, but the microphone that I'm talking to you on right now is a Heil PR40. Bob Heil's a famous guy in the music industry. It's a $400 microphone, maybe more sometimes, depending on where you buy it. There's all kinds of equipment around that, compressors and noise gates and mixers and digital recorders and vocal processors and preamps and all that kind of stuff. And I love to podcast, and that's a really explosive, exciting field right now. And so that's really interesting. I'm an electronics geek. I absolutely love electronics. I'm a big Apple nerd. I have every piece of Apple gear there is on the planet. And of course, electronics, while that can be a very competitive space online, that's very lucrative because it's turning over all the time. There's lots of interesting content there. But there are other kinds of electronics that I'm interested in too. I have a really high-end drone, the kind that takes down commercial aircraft that now I have to register with the FAA. And in fact, you can go to markmason.com and see a drone video that I filmed. And home security is and home automation are two other things that I'm very, very interested in. And I could totally see a niche website that was focused on home automation for Apple enthusiasts, right? Really, really niched down. And I could get really excited about writing reviews of all of this home automation equipment that's been coming out lately, Hue lights and automatic door locks and security stuff that ties into that and things that tell you whether or not your garage door is open and allow you to control it remotely and cameras and all this kind of stuff that goes into home automation. I could really get excited about that kind of stuff. I grew up hunting. There's a lot of opportunity in the hunting space. I will tell you, however, that once sometimes while online guns and ammo and knives can be really interesting and lucrative space, sometimes it's really hard or it can be harder because guns end up on the list of things that are some advertisers don't want to mess with, along with pornography and gambling and male enhancement drugs and stuff like that. I have a general rule about things that I promote personally, and you might consider this. I don't like to promote anything that I would be embarrassed to tell my friends or my pastor about. So if I have to say, you know, if I can't look my pastor in the eye and say, I have this website on, you know, male enhancement, I wouldn't want to have to do that. So I don't recommend that for me. You may not care, but I do. So that's just a list of some of my many interests. There are more. I have an SUV and I'm interested in customizing that. There's lots of stuff online that you can buy to customize these standard SUVs like Chevy Tahoes, all kinds of different things. Handgun safes. I live in Texas. A lot of gun talk here. It's because I'm from Texas. Organizers for the back and stuff for the engine. The automotive is a real opportunity. And I could totally see writing articles about that. So there's that. There's all that kind of stuff that I'm interested in. And so that's a long, long list of things that I'm interested in. And I know you are interested in a lot of stuff too. And there's a lot of things that you could identify for yourself. And I encourage you to do that. And I think you should target about 20 things that you're interested in that you think you might want to pursue a little bit. And remember, these don't have to be things that you're already an expert in. They can just be things that you care about or that you're interested in learning more about. And that's one of the reasons that I think you should pick something that you care about, because you're going to invest some time probably in learning more about this niche. So there's your list of those 20 things. Now, here's another vector that you can go down. What about all the things in your life that annoy you that you would like to fix? For example, health problems. Now, I don't intend to go down through a list of my health problems with you, not all of them anyway, but I'll give you a couple. One is, I like a lot of you out there, probably, I need to lose some weight. In fact, I need to lose probably 40 pounds. So I'm, you know, 6 feet tall-ish, and I weigh 245 pounds, and I carry it pretty well, I'm told, but I should weigh, according to my doctor, I should weigh less than 200 pounds. And she's getting more and more excited about the fact that I need to weigh less than 200 pounds. And so I'm needing to get more and more serious about losing weight. Well, weight loss is a very crowded niche. Of course, that's because there are billions of customers out there, literally. And so what am I? I am a very busy, over 40-year-old guy who's relatively sedentary, okay? So why not think about having something related to weight loss and or exercise for guys over 40, specifically? Not some generic thing, but specifically for guys over 40 who have, you know, 9-to-5 jobs and they just don't have time to exercise. That's a place to go work, and it's something to consider. I play sports. I play softball, and I've had a couple of really annoying sports injuries. And one of the most annoying sports injuries that I have ever had in my life is plantar fasciitis, which is this thing where the bottom of your foot, kind of where the arch of your foot is, hurts so badly that sometimes you can't even put on a shoe. And you get up in the morning and it's just like you can't walk. Very hard to play softball in those conditions. And so why not? It turns out that it's really hard to treat and doctors aren't very good at it. And there's a lot of home remedy stuff and a lot of ClickBank books. And some of them are actually pretty good about home remedies for plantar fasciitis. So why not a website that teaches people how to take care of that? My wife tells me that I snore. I don't, okay? But that's what she says. I think she's dreaming. But there are a ton of home remedies and other things out there for snoring. And I think there's a lot of room in these medical areas for somebody who would come in and instead of just trying to push the home remedy, which is not, you know, certified by the FDA or approved by any actual real doctor. Instead of doing that, I think there's a lot of room for somebody to come in and honestly say, look, I've talked to doctors and doctors believe that this is actually a real thing and that you should try this in addition to or instead of going to the doctor, because in some cases it works and it can save you a lot of money or it can solve the problem quickly and easily. I'm not talking about pushing some kind of snake oil thing that everybody agrees doesn't work. I'm actually talking about, you know, actually trying to help people avoid a lot of medical bills in cases where you go out and do real research and you figure out that this stuff actually matters. I'll give you another example going back to weight loss. There's a lot of opportunity, I think, to go in and collect up some of this information about all of these low carb and paleo type things and really try and understand the real medical science behind it and not just talk about all the empirical results. Everybody knows that if you only eat bacon and lettuce for 6 months that you'll lose weight. What I'm talking about is more getting at a more credible approach about what's the why and what's sensible and can you really help people. And you know, again, and I've said this many times, if you keep your focus on helping people rather than making money, a lot of times that's going to work out for you really, really well. So that's the kind of focus that I think you want to have. So, you know, weight loss, plantar fasciitis, those sorts of things. Another thing that's not quite medical is shaving. You know, recently I have gotten involved in Harry's razors and there's a bunch of competition out there and maybe there's room for a website that really digs in to comparing these, you know, these razor wars that you see on the television and in ads where Harry's razors is going up against Gillette and is there really a difference? And maybe there's some way to really dig into that because Harry's and some of these other places have pretty good affiliate programs. And so if you could really get traffic around razors, you could probably make some pretty good money. Other things that are slightly medical that are interesting are things like meditation. And there are two things here. One is There are a lot of pretty good ClickBank and other online resources around meditation. And I think meditation is a genuinely helpful thing that you can go do. And then in addition to that, there's this thing that's on the market that this headband that you wear that will actually track your meditation. It's kind of like an EEG, a portable EEG machine, and it will try and measure your brain calmness, the electrical impulses that are being generated by your brain, and try to gamify your meditation. Again, something that you could make a pretty decent affiliate commission with, I think, if you were really helping people do a better job meditating, and meditating was helpful. And one of the ways you were helping them was by recommending this device that no one had heard of before. Well, that sounds like a pretty attractive approach, a pretty attractive way to go about things. And so that's another idea in this sort of list of things that are troublesome in your life. I know for a fact that you have a list of things that's driving you absolutely crazy on a day-to-day basis. Maybe you have trouble sleeping, or you have sleep apnea, or you have an ankle problem or bad knees or something that you're fighting. And there are, I guarantee you, if there's a problem that you have, there are resources out there on the internet that can help people with that problem. And so you can start websites around those kind of things, either journaling your experience or comparing products or all of the above, to really kind of try and help people. The next thing that the next category of things are, it's just a miscellaneous category of things that I see that I go, wow, that seems really cool. So here's one, and it's one that I'm seriously considering for the late night niche site, and that is security guard training. So you guys know my friend Pat. He was very successful with a security guard training headquarters site, and I've often wondered whether or not that could be repeated with some other genre of training. So that's something that I see that's pretty neat, and that's something that I want to check out and see if there are other possibilities for that to be replicated in a similar training, but totally different niche. Obviously, I'm not going to go down the security guard path. That's been done. But, you know, I've been thinking about doing something new in that regard. There's also this category of as seen on TV that falls in the list of things that I think are neat. And I've heard of marketers who do this and they're successful. They look for new products that are coming on infomercials, and they know what's going to happen is people are going to see the thing on TV. They're going to forget about the website that was actually mentioned in the commercial, and they're just going to go to Google and type in the name. And I'll tell you, this happened to me just the other day. For some reason, we went through this brief period in Texas where we had a lot of those big, what I call horse flies, all around outside. And occasionally, maybe more than occasionally, daily, one or two of them would get in the house. Now, these flies don't ever seem to land. They fly around. They're really big. They drive the dogs crazy. They make a lot of noise. They want to fly around in the kitchen, which totally grosses me out. And so I saw an infomercial, believe it or not, for something called Bug Assault. And Bug Assault is it looks like a Nerf dart gun, a pump gun, you know, one of those machine gun looking things, and it shoots salt. So you fill it full of table salt, you pump it up, and then you can shoot a spray of salt at which is harmful to flies, but not so harmful to anything else. And it's kind of a safe way to kill flies in your house, and it's fun too. So, you know, it turns out that you could just Google Bug Assault, and if you do that, you'll find the Bug Assault thing. It's totally cool, and I think there's an opportunity when you see stuff like that on TV to go ahead and build an affiliate campaign around that and find out where that's being sold and capture some of that TV search traffic as it comes in from the TV commercials. So the idea is those guys are spending millions or tens of millions of dollars advertising in the form of infomercials. Why not siphon off some of that traffic? So that's kind of an interesting thing to think about. Another thing I like to think about is holidays. Now, I've never done this, but I have friends that do this. It's not quite true. I started to do it one time with some kind of furry hamster many years ago. I can't quite remember exactly what it was, but it's trying to anticipate what the most exciting Christmas toy is going to be and build a website around that prior to Christmas, knowing that there are going to be so many people searching for that toy online that you're bound to get some search traffic from that. This year, it would have been BB-8, the little droid from Star Wars. No doubt that if you had been ranking a BB-8 website, that you would have made a fortune in probably Amazon commissions selling BB-8 online, and all with your review of BB-8 and all the helpful information you had about all the different tricks BB-8 could do and everything. You'd have made a fortune capturing the Christmas traffic. Now, the downside of that, of course, is these are typically not sustainable. It may get hot for you, may get hot for a while over one holiday, but then you're going to be done, one and done. The other kind of holiday related niche that I hear people making a lot of money in online is the Halloween costume niche. Apparently, it's relatively straightforward, especially for new costumes that are related to new movie characters and so forth, to actually rank for those at Halloween time and make some pretty good commissions, again, using something like Amazon or one of the higher end Halloween affiliate programs to actually capitalize on that holiday traffic and make some money during the holidays. Pretty cool approach. So that's in the list of things that I just think would be neat. At one point, I thought it would be neat to have an e-cigarette affiliate program or affiliate website, because I could see that on one of my trips to Asia, I could see that e-cigarettes were coming and there was not going to be any stopping them. And I think that was probably right. There are a lot of e-cigarette opportunities out there, but that's just falls in the category as something I don't really want to promote. But that's another example of just something that you see on the street that looks pretty cool. It seems like you ought to be able to successfully promote as an affiliate. So that's it. Really straightforward stuff that you think you're interested in or that you care about or that you know a lot about, stuff that's bugging you, and other great ideas that you think you might have. And just make a list. Try and get 20 items from the first two categories and 10 from the third category. That third category is usually a little bit more limited for me. And keep your eyes open for items in that third category. When you're in Target or Walmart or one of these, you know, kind of sporting goods places or something like that, keep your eyes open. Look at your old credit card receipts. What have you bought online? Go back and look at that. Because if you're buying something online, it's likely that other people are buying that stuff online as well. Make this list. Try and get 50 items on your list, 50 items on your list. That's your homework for this week if you want to play along. I'm making my list. I will post it on the blog, and you've heard most of it in this episode. It'll be in the show notes, and you can, what we're going to talk about next week is the criteria that we want to use to try and evaluate whether or not these 50 ideas, each one of these 50 ideas would actually be viable for a niche site. But don't worry about that right now. Right now, you need the 50 ideas, 50 things that you could see yourself digging into and creating 20 or 50 pages of content on over time to try and create a really valuable website that people could learn something from if they came to. That's sort of our goal, is a 20 to 50 page website on this topic of something that you've bought or that you care about or that's bugging you. Where there are products for sale. We'll talk about that second piece, that market validation piece, next week. And now, back by popular demand, the late night internet marketing fortune cookie, starring my son, Zachary, age 9.
Direct from the Orient, it's time for the internet marketing fortune cookie.
This week, we have a special guest here to read the fortune cookie. Say hello, Zachary Mason.
Hello.
All right. Zachary is prepared to read the fortune cookie. It's from an actual fortune cookie that I got while eating some yummy Chinese food, probably with you, Zach.
Where?
Probably
Tiananmen Walk or whatever.
Tiananmen Walk, yeah, the delivery place.
Yeah, I was close.
What's your favorite thing from there?
Egg drop soup.
Probably. Egg drop soup. That's right. Yeah. All right, so lay it on us, man. Read us the internet marketing fortune cookie.
A friend or partner will be giving you needed information. Listen.
All right, so a friend or partner will be giving you needed information. Listen. That almost certainly has to do with
school,
you think? I think mastermind groups. So, you know, it turns out that one of the best things you can do for your business is surround yourself with some like-minded people that you can talk through your ideas with, right? Kind of like some friends that you trust.
Yeah, my friend did give me information at school.
So that makes sense to you, right? Sometimes the hard part is the last part, right? The listen part.
Yes, definitely.
Because sometimes they tell you something that you might not exactly want to hear. In fact,
yeah, definitely.
In fact, we just recently had a mastermind call with Cliff Ravenscraft. You know my buddy Cliff, the podcast answer man?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that guy?
Yeah.
We gave him some advice that he didn't really want to hear, but in the end it worked out and yeah. It really helped his business.
It most of the time it works out, but sometimes people just don't listen.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes people don't listen. Kind of like kids. You know, sometimes kids don't listen.
True.
That's true, right?
I just turned 9.
Yeah, congratulations. That was big stuff. Uh-huh. So, internet marketing fortune cookie. Everything that you ever needed to know about internet marketing, you can learn from fortune cookies. Did you know that?
Yeah, kind of.
That's crazy, right? So, you know, you've been after me lately to read the lucky numbers, and I haven't been really doing that, but maybe you'd like to read the lucky numbers. You know, we just had a huge $1 billion Powerball jackpot. So, without further ado, this week's lucky numbers.
This week's lucky numbers are actually 3/4 of my unlucky numbers. 14, 16, 19, 23, 31, and 34.
What do you mean they're 3/4 of your unlucky numbers?
Like 3/4 of them are my unlucky numbers.
Ah, interesting. Very complicated. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Okay, that wraps it up for this week. Don't forget to do your homework. 50 different topic ideas. Don't strain over it. Just write down the things that pop in your head. I'm going to give you an easy way to kind of screen those ideas. We'll try to whittle it down to the best 4 or 5 over the next couple of weeks. And until then, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day. Peace out.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
So what else have you been doing online?
Watching YouTube, playing Minecraft, all that kid stuff.
But I noticed you haven't posted to your blog lately. You've got a blog.
Oh,
you want to tell everybody where they can find your blog?
ZacharyRMason.com.
Yeah, and you actually wrote to it for a while, but I don't think you've written to it in a couple months, have you?
I've been kind of busy.
Doing what?
I've been busy. This year we have a lot more homework than I'm used to, and I kind of forgot about it.
Yep. So now that you remember, do you think you might write a blog post about being on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast?
Probably.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could
mm-hmm.
link back to the show. I could use a backlink.
Yeah. Maybe not tonight, but probably not tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, it's getting pretty late tonight. After all, this is Late Night Internet Marketing.
It makes sense.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, dude. I really appreciate it.
I want to be on more.
You want to be on more? What do you want to talk about?
I want to be on the whole podcast.
You want to be on the whole show?
Yeah.
Do you have stuff to talk about? Do you know about search engine optimization?
Kind of. I know about search engines.
What do you know about search engines?
Safari?
Yeah. Well, Safari's a browser, but that's close.
Oh.
Google is a search engine.
Yeah, I was about to say Google. Yeah. I have Google.
Very good. You can tell you're a Mac guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.